We're blessed with all at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes, yes.
Let us exalt his name together. Yes. Hallelujah. This is page 332. We yet are here.
Amen.
Only 34 days left in the year.
Yes, sir.
God has kept us. God has blessed us yet another week.
Yes, it is.
And let's be giving glory and honor and praise. Uh-huh. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're a part of this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's give God some praise. He's kept us a whole week.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Yeah. Glorifying the name of God. For he is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He is magnificent.
Yes.
He's glorious.
Yes, sir.
He's awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
There are none like him.
Amen.
No, not a single one.
Amen.
None mm-hmm. like unto him.
Amen.
Bless
Thank
you.
God.
And then let's go into today's service. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is in his old temple. Let all earth keep silence before him.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad when it said in the ring, let us go into the house of the Lord.
My Lord.
My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we are so grateful and thankful that you have allowed us to come together one more time.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanking you, God, for making that way for your word to continue in spite of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this opportunity now to spread your good news throughout man, to keep on encouraging the people to still look to you.
Yes,
for
sir.
You are the answer and the one that can take us through. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless man, anoint now. Take charge of this service. By your spirit, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So we are in his presence. Okay, and let us go into our thought for the day. Matthew 13. And verse 24. I was there.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Another parable he spoke unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed seed, good seed, in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when that blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the task also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, it is not thou so good seed into the field. From whence then had it passed? And he said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said unto him, nay, least while we gather up the tares, he root up the wheat also with them. So let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather ye the wheat into the barn. We want to go back to verse 25. And it says, but while men slept. Okay. We want to talk briefly to you today concerning this thought. Are you sleeping?
Amen.
Are you sleeping?
Okay.
Notice that you've been going to and fro, up and down, round and about, this place, that place, this thing, that thing, doing all the good that you thought you possibly could do at the time that you've been doing it. And all your good works going before you. All right. Then you might have gotten slack on something. When you got slack, that meant you went to sleep. Okay. And while you slept, the enemy has come by and started putting doubts in people's minds, and the good that you've been doing become ill spoken of because you slept, you missed a cue, and you missed the opportunity to do a good work for the Lord. And because of that, your name is now being smeared.
My Lord.
Okay. Why you slept. You thought everything was all right. And everybody talking about you to one another, but never saying anything to you. You know how it is, the word says, you got all against somebody.
Yes.
You should go to them.
That's right.
And them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that, you can, if the person hear you, then you would have saved the brother. Okay. But our problem is, we won't go to the person. We'll go to somebody else.
That's true.
And then they'll go to somebody else. And before you know it, the whole church know it, but you.
Amen.
Everybody's kept it and pass it on from one person to another.
Yes, yes.
And by you passing it on from one person to another, you'll cause some damage there that you can't straighten out. And here we are. We slept. Person that of these people that have the ark, and won't go to you. They are the ones that sowing the tares in your life. And then our problem is, once we find out what is going on, and we don't take it to the Lord, we don't cast it to him, we will take it into our hands. We're going to straighten the matter out. And we're going to do that on our own.
My Lord.
And the more we dig in it, the worse it gets.
That's true.
Instead of getting the tares out, we'll stand up the wheat. But sometimes we don't know one from the other.
We sure don't.
Sometimes some people can tell you an untruth
that
sounds so good. It just sounds like it ought to be true.
My Lord.
Okay. The devil tried it on Jesus by quoting part of the scripture and distorting some of it. But he didn't realize, and that, or yet he might just for temporarily forgot. He was talking to the word. He couldn't fool the word, but the word is the word.
Amen.
He couldn't shortchange him on what he was saying because he knows everything about the word.
Yes, he does.
And none of us know every part of the word.
Amen.
But God does, because he is the word. Did not the scripture say in the beginning was the word?
Amen.
And the word was with God.
Yes.
And the word was God.
Yes.
And the word that laid down, down in that same scripture said, the word was made flesh and came and dwelt amongst men. Okay, so that's how we know he's the word, because it was him that came, that the word came as flesh and dwelled amongst men, who was Jesus. So intimate will give you things in your life and give you things to get upset with other people about. But what you supposed to have done was cast it.
Amen.
When you felt, when you got upset, you went to sleep.
And
the tear grew.
Oh, hell.
And now you try to pull it out. Trying to straighten it up. Trying to straighten it out. And you are failing miserably.
My Lord.
Okay. You just need to cast that care upon the Lord and do as the book of James said, count it all joy. Okay. As you enter into the diverse temptations, just count it as joy. And look at all our hardship. Look at all our worries and our cares. Know that is joy in you being able to have it. And to know that God is able to take you through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And he will do just that.
Praise God. Amen.
But you got to have patience.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
You got to wait on him.
Yes.
For he will move in his own time.
Yes, he will.
And he will move in the right season.
My God, my God. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
So God will produce a fruit out of this situation that you're in. But we got to wake up.
That's true.
Are you sleeping?
Okay.
Once you get angry with someone because of something you heard, right, you're sleeping. All right. And then when you go and try to straighten it up, you're messing up because you're trying to do what God's supposed to do.
Amen. That's okay. True.
Come unto me, all you burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke
upon
you.
Yes.
And learn of me.
Mm-hmm.
So take the Lord's burden. Okay. And cast him your burden.
My Lord.
You need the reason we need to take his because his is already done.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I bore your burden, carry your grief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Carry them on Golgotha here
mm-hmm.
in the form of a cross.
My Lord.
And then he was nailed to that cross.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
Okay. And hung up
mm-hmm.
high for the world to see. But they didn't realize they were fulfilling the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if I be lifted
mm-hmm.
from earth,
mm-hmm.
I draw all men
unto me.
Amen.
So he was lifted from the earth.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
And on that cross was the way to get us to him.
Yes.
Okay. By him being lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was taking care of our burden.
Yes, he was.
Taking care of our sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
It is your choice.
Mm-mm.
Whether you decide that you're going to nod or sleep.
My Lord.
Or take and stay awake.
Uh-huh.
My Lord.
Okay, sometimes your eyes get a little driven.
Uh-huh.
Hard to hold them open.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the problems are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Burden get a little driven.
Yes.
Hard for you to make it through.
Yeah.
But it ought to be like that little train they talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on chirping and saying, I believe I can make it. Mm-hmm. I believe I can make it.
Yeah.
I believe I can make it. Otherwise, you think that I know I can make it.
Can make it.
Amen.
I can make it somehow.
Yeah.
Just somehow you can make it with the Lord.
Yeah.
So don't look about no somehow.
My Lord.
You don't know what somehow is. You don't know some way. But you know, Jesus said, I am the way.
I am the way.
Yes.
And he will make a way for you.
Yes.
Just look to the hill.
Yes.
Come at your help.
Yes.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
As we go through our daily life.
Uh-huh.
As we go through our daily walk.
Uh-huh.
We go through our daily talk.
My Lord.
Fire's gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're going to try to stop you on your way.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring you out of it.
Yes, he will.
So look to him.
Hey, God. Yes, sir.
Many are the afflictions. Of the righteous.
The righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But God said he will deliver you
out
of them all.
Yes.
Not some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
All of them. Amen.
And God will.
God will.
Make it all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you the questions again. Are you sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
You got a hurt going on? You're
mm-hmm.
sleeping.
Mm.
Get in the word.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Get in the word so that you're able to grow with this tire.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. Get in the word so that you can get along with that person
mm-hmm.
and not feel ill against them.
Okay, now.
Get in mm-hmm. the word
mm-hmm.
so that you will be able to do what the word says so, do.
Oh, yes.
Love your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for them that despite you will use you.
Yes, yes.
Call on his name.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made
he will call. Hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Call on his name.
Yes, yes.
While
yes.
he still can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And I know sometimes it seems like he doesn't hear you.
Uh-huh.
That's a test of your faith.
Yeah. My Lord.
And you should never doubt him. Because he said, I never leave you.
That's right.
I never forsake you.
Yeah.
He'll always be there.
Hallelujah.
Even when your mother and father forsake you.
Amen.
Then he said he'll take you up.
Yes. Yes.
So he got you.
Yes. Yes.
In his hand.
Yes.
Glory be
and
God.
No one is able to pluck you out.
Amen.
Don't fall asleep. Yes. You know that God still got you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God got you in good care.
Yes, sir. Yes,
God got you and he's going to make a way.
Yes, sir.
When you don't see no way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Keep on moving. Yes. Keep on pressing forward.
Yes.
Keep on holding on. And
yes.
Keep on standing in the word.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes tell you, don't stand on the word.
Uh-huh.
Stand in the word.
In the word.
Standing on the word, you do everything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The word is the same thing but your feet.
Amen.
All right, but stand in the word.
My Jesus Lord.
Said, abide in him. He said, abide on him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, abide in him, and I will abide in you.
In you. Yes, he did.
So if you stay in him, he'll stay in you.
Amen.
If you're in the word, he'll be in you.
Yes.
That's right.
The word is him.
Amen.
My Lord.
So you got to pray the word, but in order to know that, you got to study your word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Study your word and make it constant, make it a vital thing. So your word will slip from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't keep on watching,
mm-hmm.
keep on holding on.
Yes.
Keep on trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what anybody else say,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it looks like. No matter
mm-hmm.
what it feels like, God yeah, is there with you. Wake yeah. up, church.
Mm.
All your problems are solved in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and those that you can't solve, he told you to cast them to him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we don't know what we can do and what we don't do, can't do.
That's true.
That we can do, we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can't do, that's the thing we want to mess with.
Amen.
Okay. So don't sleep. Know that this is God's job. He'll mm-hmm. have it. And why are you up walking and pacing the floor at night?
Mm-hmm.
Or laying in bed and can't go to sleep?
Yes, yes, God.
Mm. Okay. Because you are sleeping in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be delivered.
My Lord.
You get back in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't fall asleep. Tell somebody, don't doze.
Don't go to sleep.
Okay.
Don't
so if you doze, you're going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't doze on God's word.
That's true.
Take it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop those don't saying God it meant for me to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't mean for you to do it that way, then he would not have put in his word that way.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want me to keep on being abused by this person.
Mm-mm.
Preach it, Pastor.
The reason you're being abused is because you don't know how to receive what's going on. Blessed uh-huh. are ye. We men shall be by you. And shall mm-hmm. persecute you. And shall say all my evil against you falsely. Rejoice mm-hmm. and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward.
Amen.
In heaven. Amen. Count it all joy, the word said.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we say that too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all joy, because we don't mm-hmm. tend to count anything as joy. Except joy.
Mm-hmm.
But everything you gotta add joy.
Mm-hmm.
If you get joy from now, get mm-hmm. on the way.
My Lord.
Okay. is on his way,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the right season.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have no problem, you don't know what joy is.
My Lord.
Okay, so don't go to sleep. Wake up. Are you sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Put to say that Jesus put forth a parable saying to the people, mm-hmm. saying the kingdom of God is at heaven is at hand. Okay, and the kingdom of God is like unto the man who went out into the sow good seeds in his field.
Mm-hmm.
We go out with good intention. So good seeds in the field of our spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do that. Okay, but then we get slapped. Why men slept?
Amen.
Okay. An enemy came and sowed tares
mm-hmm.
among the wheat and went his way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the enemy is going to do what he wants to do. Get the other thing all stirred up, then he can leave you out there hanging.
Amen.
Leave you out there hanging, invite you and tempt you to do certain mm-hmm. things. The tempter is always present.
Mm-hmm.
But the songwriter said, yield not to temptation.
Mm-hmm.
For yielding is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so while he slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Mm-hmm.
Leave you handling it for him. But when the tares, when the blades sprung up
mm-hmm.
and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as your good deeds come up, the bad one's going to be a little bit long with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trying to overshadow them, overpower them.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get your nourishment that you're supposed to be getting. It's getting part of your nourishment, so you become undernourished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your jaw is getting weak.
My Lord.
Okay, because you have to share your blessing with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You get all upset with them and saying, why is that person ain't don't never do nothing for the Lord? Getting more blessing than I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look like they don't live right and they don't do nothing holy, and I'm trying my best to do it. And
mm-hmm.
the best I do that's keep on doing me wrong. I don't get no joy and no peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But just keep on doing it. Jesus didn't give up. He went on through all those things.
Yes, yes.
And had done a thing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Okay. But he did it all for us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And whatever you do to anyone, you're doing it unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to see the Lord in them and not the devil that's also there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the servant went to the master and said, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Well, then they had these tares.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he said unto them, an enemy had done this.
Mm-hmm.
The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go into the gather them up? See, that's the main first thing we want to do. We want to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give them a piece of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And make things worse rather than making it better. But so the master mm-hmm. said to him, no. At least while you getting up the feet, the tares, you're gonna pull up some root, to pull up the wheat as
mm-hmm.
well. Let them out now. Just let them alone. Let them both grow together.
Okay.
Leave it alone. You know, we get stuck on a thing. Every day you bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that come along, you bring it, you tell them about it. Okay? Leave it alone.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay? And God will fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when and he knows how. And besides, if you pull it
and
up,
what...
you go pull them up now, you don't know what is weak and what is tear. Because we have would have pulled Paul, who was Saul, up. Because it's tear. But God knows who. And he knows where. He knows how. And he knows when to move in the right direction to get his mission accomplished. Somebody knows about that because it's in every dimension of life.
Okay?
And so Saul was the persecutor of the church. He had the first deacon killed. Okay. That's how bad he was. Okay. But God straightened him out one day. He was on another mission to Damascus. Knocked him down to the ground. Okay. And moved in his life then and straightened him up. And so he didn't end up a tear. He ended up a wheat that brought forth with a lot of fruit.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
So leave them alone. So there was one time when you were tearing. You ain't always been wheat.
No.
Amen.
You were tearing. Some of us were bad tearing. Okay.
So
stop sleeping on it and leave it alone. Remember, let it fall in where it's supposed to fall in the guard category. So and now leave them alone. Let them both grow together. And at the harvest time, that's the season to take in your abundance, harvest time. But we got to remember, we got to get the harvest, we got to first do some growing.
That's right.
We got to be planted. We got to spring up. And we got to go through the hassles and tassels of life. Trying to get to where we are. You when you were born, you won't be as big as you are now.
No, sure won't.
And you won't as blessed as you are now. And although blessings come through the struggles you went through. Okay, you didn't just grow up and have some pain and some heartaches and other things. You didn't just grow up. No problems at all. Okay, and that's the way it is to get to the kingdom. We're gonna have to go through it because he said, in this life, you have many trials and great tribulations. Okay, so stop sleeping on that and count it all as joy. So don't sleep, wake up. Okay, count this pandemic as joy. Okay. It's a time to rejoice that God kept you another day.
Amen.
Without being infected. God is still keeping you.
Yes, he is.
Right now. Every second, we ought to give him praise. We ought to give him praise. Every hour, we ought to give him praise.
Yes.
Every day,
yes.
We ought to give him praise.
Yes.
Every month,
yes.
We ought to give him praise. Every quarter,
yes.
We ought to give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, we ought to give him
yes,
praise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Give God praise. Is great. He
yes,
is
sir.
Good and
mm-hmm.
inspiring to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And heaven smile upon you.
Glory be to God.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our word for you today. Stay blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for Gamma and Sister Gamma, for Lania.
Amen.
Join us into service today. God bless you. And heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Deacon
mm-hmm.
Wayne, will you give us a prayer? Deacon Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step away.
He's still there, Pastor. He's on.
Let us pray. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to lead us and guide us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we're living in perilous time.
Yes,
but Lord,
sir.
We just thank you, Lord, for being
thank
the God,
you, Lord.
The only true God, the only living God.
Yes.
We just say thank you for your son, Jesus, that died that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for
thank you,
the
Lord.
Holy Spirit that leads mm-hmm. and guides us.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, just keep us, Lord. Shield us, protect us. In Jesus'
yes,
name we
Lord.
Pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
God's grace of God, the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and the Bible, name forevermore. God bless you and continue, keep you in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.